Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's talk of offices opening up. I think this week the governor said that owners of businesses, set me straight on this, Sue, they can go back in to kind of start to set up things.
Offices can reopen at 25% capacity is what the rule is. So people can start to trickle back. And I think, you know, the owners or the managers decide who those people will be. And then maybe either give them an option. They can, you know, come in or not come in. But I think if they do come in, they're finding that it looks much different. Feels much different.
I've seen, you know, surveys and stories on this, but anecdotally, just speaking to my friends, speaking to you guys, like, it's going to be very, very different when people come back to work.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the size of your office, but I mean, a lot of times people are accustomed to eating lunch together in a small break room.
Well,
you know,
they
go into people's offices, they stand right next to them to talk to them and have like a little, you know, I think it's going to be different. I think everybody's comfort level will be different, but I think people aren't going to be rushing. Maybe more people will be eating their lunch at their desks. Maybe less people will be like around the water cooler, maybe. So maybe productivity will be up.
You know, I just went downstairs during the Vanessa Carlton song. I went downstairs and got my cup of yogurt. You know where I went downstairs.
Yeah.
The floor below us, there's a little kitchen area. There's a vending machine in there. There's like a water bubbler. There's a coffee machine. And there's a refrigerator. And it's a full-size, a common refrigerator.
Right.
I don't know. Do I want to be putting my stuff in there? I mean, if it's everybody in the office is using that refrigerator, I mean, I'm not saying I shouldn't, but it's something I think people will think about.
Which we never thought about before.
Right.
And that's the funny thing. The things that just 3 months ago came natural to us, you know, to stand right next to somebody at the coffee machine, like you said, to put your lunch, you know, bag to bag with somebody else's lunch in the fridge. I think people are going to be thinking about it. And they even have surveys out that say a lot of people will continue to wear masks even after it's not required, things like that.
The mask thing is funny. I sold a couple of items on Facebook over the last couple of days. I had a couple of kids' bikes. Doesn't even matter. But people I didn't even know, I met up with people I didn't even know. They came to pick up this bike and they got out of their car. And I was like, I was in my driveway going to meet them. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a mask. I had to go back in the house to get a mask. It was my own house. And it didn't even occur to me.
Right.
But I think that's a change that I'm going to have to make where people, I don't know if you keep it with you all the time, like you keep your phone and your keys and your mask so that you always have it so that if you come across somebody you put one on, but I guess that's where we're going.
Yeah, and I literally wear my mask almost if I go out of the house. I wear it as a bracelet. I put the things, you know, the little elastic part that goes over your ears. I wrap it around twice my wrist and it's like a bracelet, so that way I just know I have it if I need it.
Yeah,
you know, but I do think the workplace is going to look a lot different.
What am I going to do about the vending machine? I cannot. I can't. No one's going to stop me from going to the vending machine. But what am I going to, like, I hope it's still there when we get back.
You'll have to glove up before you push those buttons on the front of it or something like that. Or get your phone set up so that you can pay without putting money in. Maybe you can pay without touching it. They must have touchless vending machines. If they don't,
have you met Kendra? She's taking crumpled dollars out of her pocket and she's trying to shove them into the machine.
To buy week-old cheese and crackers that are in the vending machine.
And eggs.
It's like it's a step up from airline food, and that's not such a good thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.